This recording, Connecticut 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I'm from Middlesex County, or Northern Middlesex County to be specific. It's hilly here, I guess. Some horse country around here. Where I am is sort of a mix between suburbs and rural area. You know, we have cows, but the houses are really close together. I've lived here for my entire life. You know, Connecticut was a good place overall to grow up. I don't really have any complaints about the place itself, other than, you know, it could be a little dull. I do remember as a kid, you know, other kids would make fun of where I grew up because it didn't have a good reputation, although now it's sort of on the up and up. Maybe that's not the experience for other people from my area, since I was dealing with a very specific subset of the population, but that was my experience anyway. It's very pretty here. You know, I definitely grew up traveling though. So I went away for school, for college. I'm currently in a graduate program, which is based in Canada, but because of the COVID situation, I get to be here at home, studying virtually. Studying virtually sort of has its pros and cons. It's nice to be home and be with my family. But on the other hand, I do miss being in a classroom setting, and the Zoom classes are, you know, just really getting to me. With so many pairs of eyes, just, you know, sort of staring at a screen for multiple hours on end, it's really taxing, and I don't really enjoy that aspect so much. On the other hand, I'm able to participate more in sort of graduate life than I was before, when I had a 30-minute commute from where I lived to the actual university itself. Basically, that's been accomplished through social media, so that's been really handy. I've sort of started recently to notice that my accent is a little bit funky, maybe because of my experiences in college and then in graduate school, especially graduate school, being surrounded by those accents more often. And I guess that's it.